Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today what I began with yesterday, that is talking about the spiritual battle that we're facing. It's very helpful for us to live with a clear understanding of the situation of our life, the biblical worldview that the apostles were so acutely aware of, and they articulated so keenly and perfectly in their writings in the scripture. There's a kind of constant exhortation, really, from Jesus himself and the apostles to help to remind us that this world is not heaven. This world is not ultimately our home, that we are aliens and strangers in this world, and that this world is actually a battlefield between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And so that for the Christian, we shouldn't be surprised by the struggles in life, the trials. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. The whole perspective of our Lord and the perspective of the apostles is one of eternity. And they all say the same thing. This life here on earth is short. It's brief. It's a passing shadow. And it's going to be a spiritual battle all the way through. That it's not a place ultimately of rest. Again, it's not heaven. It is a fallen reality. And there really are spiritual forces, as I read yesterday from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, principalities, rulers, powers of wickedness that are set against us and set against the human race, hearing God, believing in God, giving themselves to God, resisting God. This is the devil's fundamental desire. And he'll do whatever he can. He'll use whatever means possible to distract us from it, to cause us to want to resist it, to deceive us, and to lie about it. So we're in this battle. And as I mentioned, the recent popes have articulated also, I think, in the tradition of the apostles, you might say, very clearly, and I'm so grateful for it, the nature of the spiritual conflict that we're facing. I mean, everybody, if you take the temperature around the world, almost every poll that's out there communicates how much anxiety and discouragement and despair and fear is gripping people. People don't know why. They blame politicians. They blame, all kinds of things for it. But rarely does anyone ever put the blame where it ultimately belongs. It belongs in the hands of our enemies. Behind it all are these forces of darkness. And the central battle of our time and the central way in which it's unfolding, as described by the recent popes, for example, Pope Benedict XVI put it this way, I've spoken about it many times over the years on the program. He said that in vast areas of the world today, the faith is in danger of dying out, like a flame which no longer has fuel. He said, what we're witnessing is that humanity is pushing God from the human horizon. And he said, when that happens, the light which comes from God begins to go dim. And humanity begins to fall again to the grip of darkness, to fall into darkness and a kind of blindness to who am I? Where am I from? Is there a God? What is the good? How can I be happy? Where am I going to find freedom and fulfillment? All that stuff starts to get profoundly confused. And he said, as a result, humanity is losing its bearings. That self-assertion of the human will is rooted in the seduction of the devil. What he's doing, he's deceiving. As I mentioned yesterday, there's lots of warnings in the New Testament from Jesus himself and from the apostles to be careful and to be alert, to be awake, to be watchful, to be prayerful, to be God-directed, to walk with God, to pray constantly, because the deceiver is at work 24/7, and they warn against the deceptions of the devil. I ended yesterday's program touching on the fundamental deception of our time is this very thing that Pope Benedict put his finger on, that humanity is convinced, and the forces in this world and those who have fallen into this trap and this lie, And it's mostly the cultural elites that have a hold of a lot of the culture-forming realities in society today. They fall into the lie that the happiness that they seek and the freedom that they seek, which is really part of the condition of the human heart, the God-created human condition of the heart, that we're made for freedom. And that's why God sent his son. What humanity is believing, the lie it's believing, is that, first of all, the freedom that exists, what's opposing human freedom is outside of us only. That the structures of the world, oppressive structures, political structures, economic structures, that the problem is outside the human heart, not inside the human heart. And so man is convinced out of his own pride that he can fix all that. He can summon his own resources and produce a state of happiness and freedom in this world. Now, that battle's been going on really since the beginning of time, but in particular in the Western world, since the French Revolution and things like the sexual revolution and the call to one revolution after another are expressions of this very thing. But it's really started to turn inward toward the human person himself in the last 50 years or so. And that is the idea that man's own nature itself inhibits his freedom. And that the only way human beings are ever going to find freedom and ultimate happiness is to overthrow everything that seems to be pressing in on that radical autonomy and that radical freedom from the outside. And so now it's even come to the point where human beings see nature itself as oppressive. I mean, God has been thrown off because his commandments are oppressive. God is my adversary. He's not my advocate. He's not for me. He's not my corner. Being aligned with God, if there is a God, in the mind of the modern world, he's a God who forces himself upon us with his commandments and therefore constrains my radical autonomy and my freedom. And I need to be liberated from it. Because the only way I'll find happiness is in this total self-creative idea. I'm my own maker. There's nothing wrong with me. The most authentic part of me is this freedom inside that says, I shape my own reality. I shape my own truth. I determine who I am. I determine my own nature. So this idea of nature and nature's God, which many people in our country are now trying to get after and to overturn, this idea that there is a nature, a design, and a purpose that God has made in his beautiful creation, there's a radical rejection of it that's coming because people really think happiness can't be found there. And that somehow it's humiliating to the human person and it's constraining and confining and limiting and oppressive and it has to be broken. So now you see more and more how Christianity and the Christian worldview is becoming the enemy of the enlightened class, right, in our society. And it's trickling down through all kinds of means in society. And so Christianity is being pushed further and further from the public square because the radicalization of this revolutionary spirit in the human heart is being manifested. And so Christians know where the real battle is. I was just thinking of this amazing passage from Peter's letter, St. Peter's first letter, chapter 5, verse 6. He says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God." You see the two directions? There's two ways. Psalm 1 talked about the two ways, the ways that one that leads to life and one that leads to death. Jesus talked about the wide way and the narrow way. There's two ways, friends, because there's only two destinies and there's only two kingdoms. Despite what people might think that they're forming a third way or something, but you've got the way of humility and you've got the way of pride. That's really what's being manifested here. And the lines are getting divided clearer and clearer. And the side of pride is a side of darkness because man insists on his own way and he rejects the story of God and God's plan for us by his pride. That's what's driving it. His human pride is what makes us seduced and seductive. Pride and envy that leads us to be really easily seduced by the devil's wiles and his temptation. And the other is humility. So humility is a powerful weapon. Who's the most humble human being that ever lived other than Jesus? Is Mary. She's the queen of heaven and earth. She's got power. But she was humble, profoundly humble. and she welcomed and received and obeyed in the most profound way. Humility, friends, will be crowned, right? Humility has been crowned in Our Lady and in Jesus himself and in all the saints. Pride will be condemned. So Peter is exhorting us. He's saying, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Peter knows, as I said, that the humble will be exalted. This is a law of the universe. God himself is humble, and he resists the proud, Scripture says, and he raises up the lowly and the humble. Well, today in the world, we hate the humble. The world hates the humble and the lowly and the meek. What gets exalted is the loud, the arrogant, the proud, the wealthy, the powerful, and everybody's insisting on their own way. Friends, it's everywhere. You know it is. You see it on television. You see it everywhere. Louder and louder and more arrogance. Look what's happening in our politicians and the way they're speaking, constantly dropping F-bombs and criticizing people. And yeah, some lay it at the blame, you know, at the feet of Donald Trump, some lay it at the feet of other people. But friends, that's a deception in and of itself. They're caught up in a spiritual battle that their pride doesn't even allow them to see. And they think they're radically free and, oh, they're strong and asserting themselves. And what they're doing is they're falling into the traps the enemy has set. And they refuse to be humble because they want to assert themselves. Look, the devil is the Lord's enemy, but he's a creature. He does not have God's power, not even close, okay? He's already defeated the enemy, and he will ultimately destroy him upon his return. God is mighty. God is the one to be feared with holy fear, right? And so Peter goes on to say, then cast all your anxieties on him. Now, the world is filled with anxiety today and fear, as I was talking about. So here's the solution. Humble yourself. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. Let the love of the King and your Father and the knowledge that you're a child of God be the ground, the foundation upon which you stand, friends, the core of your heart and soul, that you know this and believe this. And Peter goes on in verse 8, he goes, so be sober and be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Are you aware of that? Do you live with this watchfulness and sobriety that Peter's talking about? He literally means don't get drunk. That's one of the things Peter means here. Like, because what? You lose clarity. You lose the right kind of inhibitions, right? You end up doing foolish and stupid things and leaving yourself open to the attacks of the enemy, right? And falling into sin. So be sober and watchful. What does it mean to be watchful? To be alert, to be prayerful, to listen to the teaching of Jesus and the apostles, to continue to allow the Holy Spirit to conform you to Christ. And he goes on in verse 9, resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. Peter assumes you and I are going to suffer. He assumes every disciple is going to experience suffering because of the attacks of the enemy in this fallen world. I want to continue. I'll begin tomorrow looking at this brief reading from St. Peter and then dive into the church's teaching on original sin, because that's really under attack in the modern world today. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.